Stacey Abrams gets Emmy nomination for one-minute voiceover role on ABC's Black-ish. By Kyle Morris on July 13, 2021. Failed Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has been nominated for an Emmy Award for a short, one-minute voiceover role on an animated episode of ABC's Black-ish, which aired last October. The news of the nomination for Outstanding Character Voiceover Performance came on Tuesday, ahead of the award show, which is scheduled for September 19 in Los Angeles. Abrams' nomination stems from a 1 minute and 7 second appearance she made on an election special of the Disney-owned network last fall, which, as previously reported by Breitbart News, focused on voter suppression, fallacy-filled rants about the Electoral College, and a plot that painted America as a bigoted country rife with voter suppression. In the appearance, Abrams assisted Dre, voiced by Anthony Anderson, kickstart his congressional run. "Running for office is a lot of work," Abrams told Dre in the episode. "Mostly, fundraising. To beat the big money you're up against, you'll need community support. Knock on doors, talk at churches and union meetings." Abrams also stressed the importance of voting early, telling Dre that the most important thing is to make sure your voice is heard this November. In slamming the Electoral College is filled with 538 people you've never heard of, the episode also incorrectly claimed that the Electoral College was started because of slavery, adding that the answer is almost always slavery. Abrams took to Twitter to thank Black-ish for allowing her to appear as an animated guest on the show and for lifting up the rights of voters. "Thank you for lifting up the rights of voters at such a critical time, and letting me appear such a fantastic show. Awesome," Abrams wrote in a post, which included a tweet from the show congratulating Abrams. Other contenders for the award include Jessica Walter, Maya Rudolph, Julie Andrews, Titus Burgess, Stanley Tucci, and Seth MacFarlane. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.